But he says, we're talking about a glory and not as Moses, which put a veil over his face that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which is abolished. You think there, he had to veil himself, such was the glory that shone on his face because the people could not even look on it and live. If that's the case, how does any expect to look upon a holy God without the mediation of Christ and somehow live? He says, their minds were blinded. And here it is, for until this day remaineth the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament. And it says, which veil is done away in Christ? Here's the difference with the New Testament. What we're doing is going back to the Old and seeing how Christ fulfilled every jot and tittle. But there are many that still read the Scripture, that veil still being there. In other words, they don't want Christ to get the glory. They prefer the law because in their, and notice it says blind, their minds are blind. They think somehow, even with Christ coming, doing, dying, and rising again, that that's our example. Through that popular thing, what would Jesus do? WWJD, everybody wears on their thing. They're all thinking that somehow they're making their way in life. He said in verse 15, even unto this day when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. And I will say that covers the majority of people today that hold this Bible in their hand. They're blinded in their minds. They go back and they have the Old and New Testament. So New Testament, okay, I made my decision for Jesus, but now I'm going to go back to the Old Testament and try to work this out in my life. That's the way they think. They're blinded.
You ever inquired that? When you see the darkness all around, you see the darkness even within. It doesn't matter how much we know and understand this gospel. Isn't one of our biggest enemies within our own heart that unbelief, that sin nature that continues there, that would lull us to sleep were it not that the Spirit of God give us an interest to cry out again, what of the night? If you go over to Romans chapter 13 in verse 11, these are words that are addressed to believers. These are ones that the Lord has already been pleased to teach concerning Christ and his goodness and grace through his blood and righteousness. And yet, you see the exhortation here, Romans 13, verse 11, that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. You know, we can never go back into perdition, but we can certainly get lulled to sleep. Insensitive many times, even to the preciousness of this message that we're privileged to hear week in and week out. Someone told me this a couple of weeks ago. They had to go to a funeral, and they hadn't been outside these walls as far as a worship service in some time. And when they came back, they said, man, I never realized just how dark it is and how blessed we are to hear week in and week out this message that glorifies Christ alone and points us to him as needy sinners. It shall come to pass after the end of the 70 years that the Lord will visit Tyre. Now, it's interesting how this reads, because when you think visit Tyre, you're not really expecting the next part. In other words, the Lord gave Tyre back its prosperity, gave back to Tyre what it had before. But it says there, and she shall turn to her hire and shall commit fornication with all the kingdoms of the world upon the face of the earth. So having raised up this city once again, what did she do? Went right back to what she was before. What does that teach us about man's nature? We're totally depraved. You know, some would think, well, they learned their lesson. God destroyed them, 70 years in captivity, bring them back, and all will be well. All will be different. Isn't this man's mindset? Everybody always trying to start over? I'm persuaded if you took all of the world's wealth and redistributed it evenly to every single creature in the world and said, now, make something of it, within short amount of time, we'd be right back to where we are today. Why? We deal with men's greed. We deal with men's laziness. We deal with men's pride. Man is what he is.